Fewer than two dozen people turned out for a public hearing on Kelowna's North End Plan, NEP, on Tuesday, April 8, a long-term blueprint that will guide growth and development in the city's North End over the next 30 years. It covers four key areas: the expansion of the downtown urban center, the Manhattan Point neighborhood, the Walrod Park neighborhood, and the mixed employment district. Business owner Darcy Hebert, 925-926-929 Ellis Street, told council that he was concerned about the possible annexation of part of his property under the NEP. "It pretty much encompasses 925 Ellis Street, which is the south lot of our property, which is an operating business, and so we have concerns, obviously, about what that annexation would look like," Herbert added. Staff explained that the city would enter into extensive negotiations with a business owner before seeking to annex any property that may be required as part of building out the NEP. However, it could be several years before such a process takes place. "If you owned the property or the business, you'd be sitting around waiting for that day to come. It's kind of vague in a way," Councillor Rick Weber pointed out. He also asked staff whether the NEP protects industrial land in the area. "What this plan does is open up new employment opportunities in that mixed employment area while still allowing existing industrial uses to continue," said Robert Miles, long-range planning department manager. Dean Neufeld, owner of Kelowna Ready Mix, 1131 Ellis Street, expressed concern about the NEP's impact on truck traffic in the neighborhood. He noted that all traffic entering the North End currently comes down Gordon Drive. "So there is no more balance through the city into the North End. That has affected our business in a great way," he said. "Now, I feel with this North End plan we've been restricted again." Hebert echoed Neufeld's concerns regarding truck routes. "One of the things in the NEP is to discontinue truck routes north of Clement Avenue, and I think that is going to impact us," said. Miles responded that several routes would be maintained, including a future connection from Weddle Place to Recreation Avenue, which would eventually link to Gordon Drive. Neufeld also raised concerns about the possible installation of bike lanes near his plant, which he said would narrow roads and cause congestion and safety concerns. He noted that 50 to 70 trucks access the plant each day. "My trucks are 90 feet long that service me. My concrete trucks are 41 feet long." Miles replied that potential bike lanes would depend on how the neighborhood develops under the NEP. "So this is likely a project we'll be exploring at some point in the future as the neighborhood starts to build up and we start to see that demand materialize for cyclists in the area." He added that a bike lane is needed in the area to connect with the Bertram Active Transportation Corridor. City Manager Doug Gilchrist said residents and businesses would be consulted. "In some cases that may be that the plan says this side of the street, and we do some design and neighborhood consultation and it's better to put it on the other side of the street," he said. "There is no one size fits all." A Manhattan Drive resident also voiced concern about how the NEP will affect her community. Although she is moving from the area, she said she worries about her neighbors. "Are the decisions that have been made the highest and best use?" Count. Luke Stack acknowledged that there were potential major changes to Manhattan Point, including more public park space. "We've ended up leaving it more or less as it is, basically as a response to public feedback we've had," he added. There was also concern about the potential discovery of First Nations artifacts in the Manhattan Point area during development. Staff noted any such findings would be handled with respect, in consultation with West Bank First Nation. Only four people spoke at the public hearing. Council unanimously approved the adoption of the NEP, with Mayor Tom Diaz assuring the public that their voices had been heard. "It is a long-range plan. I have seen the opportunity of this staff to recognize and have consultations with business owners and residents throughout the community," the mayor added.